Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong is visiting India, where he's meeting his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi today. Mr. Wong says Singapore and India have made good progress in a number of areas of cooperation. The two sides are expected to launch a roadmap to outline the direction and next stage of bilateral ties. And this is likely to include deeper collaboration in areas such as semiconductor, maritime and digital connectivity and the space industry.
Namaskar.
After taking the responsibility, Prime Minister Wong's first visit to India, I welcome him. This trip is even more special because this is the year when we are celebrating the 60th anniversary of our relationship. Last year, during my visit to Singapore,
comprehensive strategic partnership का दर्जा दिया था.
We gave our partnership the level of being comprehensive and strategic. In this 1 year, what has happened is speed and depth.
Southeast Asia क्षेत्र में,
in the Southeast Asia region, Singapore
सबसे बड़ा trade partner
is our biggest trade partner.
सिंगापुर से भारत में बड़े स्तर पर निवेश हुआ है.
From Singapore, a lot of investment has come into India. Our security ties, defense ties are continuously deepening. Our people-to-people exchange and relationship is deep and alive. For the future of this partnership, we have created a detailed roadmap. Our cooperation is not just limited to traditional areas, but in line with the changing times, advanced manufacturing,
green shipping,
skilling,
civil nuclear, or urban water management,
and urban water management are also areas where we will focus our partnership and cooperation. We have decided that for giving speed and momentum to our trade, we will be signing a bilateral trade agreement, an ASEAN free trade agreement. We will review it with a time-bound framework. In January, when President Tharman came to India, he went to Odisha. In the last 1 year, Odisha, Telangana, Assam chief ministers have been to Singapore. Gujarat's gift city is another bridge to connect our respective capital markets and stock markets. From the last year, we are working together on the semiconductor ecosystem and working to give a new direction to this industry. Singapore's companies are taking quite a bit of interest in this cooperation for research in Chennai. A national center for skilling is being supported by Singapore. This center will prepare skilled labor force for advanced manufacturing, for technology and innovation. These are the strong pillars of our partnership. In AI, quantum, digital technology, we will be increasing our cooperation and support for each other. Today, in the space sector, we have agreed and signed an agreement, and that's a new chapter in space exploration, research and technology. We have decided that for the youth of both countries, both India and Singapore will be organizing a hackathon for UPI and PayNow. This has become a leading example of the success of the partnership, the fintech partnership between both the countries. 13 banks are now also looking at green maritime corridor, green fuel supply. India is focusing on its port infrastructure, and this is where Singapore's experience is very useful. Today, we have looked at Singapore's company, PSA International, and we have inaugurated already the container handling phase 2 at in Mumbai with the help of PSA Singapore. Our Act East policy has an important pillar called having peace, stability in Indo-Pacific and in Southeast Asia. That's a key pillar. As regards terrorism, we have common concerns. We agree that terrorism can only be tackled by getting together and fighting it with a united approach. After the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, we saw how Singapore gave us sympathy for our people, empathy, connection, and support. I am grateful for that to Singapore, to the country, and to its people.
Our partnership with purpose, rooted in shared values, guided by mutual interest, and driven by a common vision for peace, progress, and prosperity.
For this partnership, your personal commitment to it is really noted, and I'm deeply grateful for that.
Thank you, sir. May I now request His Excellency Mr. Lawrence Wong, Prime Minister of the Republic of Singapore, to give his remarks to the media.
Your Excellency Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Prime Minister Modi, for the warm and gracious hospitality extended to me and my delegation. 10 years ago, I joined then-President Tony Tan on his state visit to commemorate the 50th anniversary of diplomatic ties between Singapore and India. Today, 10 years later, I'm glad to be back on my first official visit as Prime Minister and to celebrate 60 years of close and enduring friendship between our two countries. Over this past decade, India has made remarkable advances under Prime Minister Modi's leadership. India is now the fourth largest economy in the world, with a dynamism and influence felt far beyond its borders. Our bilateral relationship has grown in tandem. Singapore is the largest foreign investor in India, accounting for around a quarter of India's foreign direct investment inflows. And our cooperation now spans a wide and diverse range of fields. Last year, PM Modi and I agreed to elevate relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership, or a CSP. This morning, we had fruitful discussions on how we can take this CSP forward. Prime Minister has highlighted quite a number of areas, and I will reiterate a few of them. First, Singapore will continue to support India's skills development journey. We are honored to accept India's invitation to be a global partner for the National Center of Excellence in Chennai, which will focus on advanced manufacturing. We will also collaborate with India to set up state-level skill centers to meet industry needs in sectors like aviation, maintenance, repair and overhaul, and semiconductors. Second, we will expand cooperation in manufacturing and industrial development. Singapore companies are keen to develop sustainable industrial parks in India to support India's manufacturing ambitions. At the same time, we will deepen collaboration in semiconductors, not just in skills training, but also in R&D, supply chains, and logistics. And these efforts will generate new growth opportunities for both our countries. Third, we will strengthen connectivity across the air, sea, and digital domains. This morning, we exchanged an MOU on cooperation in training, research, and development in civil aviation. This will support the growth of our aviation sectors, facilitate trade and tourism, and create more commercial opportunities. On the maritime side, we just launched phase two of PSA's Bharat Mumbai Container Terminal in Navi Mumbai, which will become India's largest standalone container terminal. And beyond physical links, we are also enhancing digital connectivity between our financial systems. Our central banks have exchanged an MOU on digital asset innovation, and we are discussing ways to further enhance cross-border data flows and capital market linkages, including through regulatory sandboxes that would allow us to test-bed new innovations. Fourth, we will expand cooperation in frontier areas like space. To date, more than 20 Singapore-made satellites have been launched by India. Through the MOU on promoting collaboration in the space sector, we will broaden this partnership and push the boundaries of what we can achieve together. Finally, Prime Minister Modi and I reaffirmed that people-to-people ties remain the bedrock of our relationship. We agreed to enhance exchanges, including through closer civil service cooperation. All of these initiatives reflect the breadth and depth of our CSP. And to guide our efforts, PM Modi and I have also agreed on a roadmap, an ambitious and detailed roadmap to chart the next phase of our relationship. In a world marked by great uncertainty and turbulence, the partnership between India and Singapore becomes even more important because this is a partnership rooted in shared values, mutual respect, and a deep reservoir of trust. We can draw strength from our shared history and the friendship and trust between our peoples, and together we can strengthen resilience, seize new opportunities, and contribute to stability and growth in our region and beyond. So I look forward to working hand in hand with Prime Minister Modi to bring the Singapore-India partnership to even greater heights in the years ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. That concludes the press statements.